Hello, this is Jesse Vestalbon, plumbing. How may I help you?
Hey, Jesse, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. We spoke yesterday, but you had a fire day yesterday.
Yeah. I still got some work today, but it's definitely eased up. How's it? All right, so
awesome.
I'm all yours. What's up?
Awesome. Well, one of my representatives reached out to you a couple weeks ago about the first page placements of Google for dusk to dawn services. I was wondering if you still needed help in getting, you know, your Google listing set up and getting to that first page placements of Google. I understand you're like a year in and you're doing Home Advisor by Angie. So I kind of just wanted to touch bases with you and see how things are going so far.
It's going pretty good.
Awesome.
Honestly, but I mean, you know, I want to get to a stage where I'm able to actually, I mean, one, I took on a few guys.
Nice.
Some of them a little more younger and newer that are a little less familiar with things.
Okay.
So that way, and I mean, I'm honestly just, I mean, just between me and the fence post, and I don't know if I should be telling you this, but I mean, I'm more or less paying them, ordering on under the table, but might be higher, actually, like, so I'm honestly a sole proprietor, but
okay.
Occasionally I have them come on and I show them a thing or two, or I contract guys who do have their certificates, I contract them out to me to help me finish up jobs more or less, but they're having a hard time. For some reason, I have too much work. They can't seem to do what I'm doing. I don't know why. I guess maybe it's just that I'm a little better at it. I don't fucking know.
All right.
But I'm looking at trying to go more legit on my business into things
okay.
where I'm able to actually hire them fully on.
Okay.
And everything as far as that goes.
Gotcha.
So I'm still trying to figure that out.
Regardless, okay.
I'm a sole proprietor, realistically.
Okay.
Right now, anyway.
Nice.
So I don't know if that changes things with you guys or what's up. But, you know.
No, absolutely not. So we actually work with a lot of small business owners like yourself. We're a partner of Google, so Google doesn't reach out to small business owners like this. They have what's called Google Channel Partners. There's about a handful of us in the United States that are partners with Google. We all tailor fit our services to help you guys out so that way you guys can facilitate your business on that first page when somebody does a search for your services. That way you guys can get there at a fraction of a cost than what some of these bigger guys are paying to get to that first page placement. So we understand that you guys do wear many hats. I get it. My pops is a business owner himself. He's a one-man crew. He takes on his whole business and wears many hats. At the end of the day, he doesn't have time to build a website. He doesn't have time to do programming to make sure that he can be on that first page placements or retargeting campaigns. He's just focused on his work and his work only. In this situation for you, you're focused on your work, but you're also focused on training your guys so they can do the work efficiently without you having to be there, right? So that's where we really could help you out. I understand that I don't know if you're still doing it, but I do see that you did have a Home Advisor by Angie's leads. You're still doing it? Are you doing a pay per lead service with them or are you doing just like a flat rate?
Well, I don't know how that works. So I don't know the difference.
Okay.
Pretty much it's a monthly fee or monthly like charge or whatever. I don't even know how you.
Is it capped? So like, how a pay-per-lead service works is that you're basically, every time somebody calls you, you have to pay, or not calls you, every time you get a number vetted to you and you call that number or accept it, you get charged per number.
So I do, but I invested a shit ton of money in with them right off the bat, so that's why.
Okay, gotcha.
Of course,
okay.
I will say this, I kind of got a little annoyed about it, but they did feed me a bunch of fucking, like, bathtub installs, and one thing I've learned about that is, most of the people there are just looking,
right.
And they're like, or, okay, like, for instance, I mean, there's a potential of walk-ins being profitable
sure.
more or less.
Uh-huh.
The problem with that, though, is that you gotta find people who can actually fucking afford that, and
yeah,
it's not worth paying to get a lead for that. It's worth, I mean, it's worth
them calling you.
Yeah, exactly. Them calling me, talking like, you know, like, or if I'm doing other work and then that comes on the table, then yeah.
Right.
Like, trying to pay for a potential lead for that, no, it's not even, because, I mean, even if they were extremely interested, you know, honestly, a lot of people don't realize it, or maybe they do, we're in a level of recession. Hold on, let me put you on hold for like 12 seconds.
Okay, yeah, no
my customer's just calling me back to give me some information I need.
Okay, yeah, I'll wait here.
One second.
No worries. Choice desk to lawn service. Perfect. Wichita. Yeah, boom, there it is right there.
Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Jesse.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, honestly, my main thing was like, if I have someone else calling me as well when it comes to you guys,
yeah.
My main thing was to try to get in with enough of you guys to where I'm drowning in calls to the point where I can properly offer a decent amount of work, because especially the guys who are trained, sets me apart, or potentially will set me apart, is that I'm trying to consider commission-based pay.
Okay,
more
cool.
Or less.
Nice.
Which will help my guys as far as everything, like people who are,
yeah,
who are apprenticing will get a certain percentage, and then people who are actually know what the hell they're doing will get double
that.
Even
better.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I gotta make sure they fucking eat. Otherwise, they'll tell me to eat it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And so like this, like, I always shoot a straight shot with my clients here. So like this isn't like something that's a flip of a switch, and like it's like Home Advisor by Angie's where they have a 10,000 database where they could just vet you leads all day and all night, right? They get their customers, their leads from Google. They place themselves there on that first page. Then they keep that database. When somebody signs up with them, they're like, oh, this fits your narrative. Here's some leads over here. Start calling these people. So that way they can start to flip those leads, right? What we do is we place you on the first page placements of Google where people can just contact you directly. Now, we can do it for specific cities and zip codes. We can also place you for specific services that you want to be found for. So we do not only that, but we also help you set everything up correctly. So that way you have the foundation for your company going forward. So we set up a business profile for you through Facebook. So if you don't have one already, we will help you do that. We run a retargeting campaign, and this is where
here's the other thing. I'm not going to lie to you. So I know it might be a bad idea because you're not supposed to switch your name and all this and that. But
you're still pretty new, so.
yeah, exactly, yeah. So Dusk Till Dawn Services or Dusk Till Dawn Plumbing, I feel like it's a little long.
Okay.
Plus, I kind of got a kick or a thing for dinosaurs because I'm a dino dad. My kids love dinosaurs.
Nice.
I was thinking about switching it to something like Raptor Services.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm on the fence of whether or not I should switch my name, especially something that's a little quick on the tongue, so that way I'm not because, like, I mean, I don't know, it kind of catches people's attention when I say, this is a lawn services helmet, like, you know, like, I'm like, duh, they're like, whoa, hold the fuck up, wait, what, plumber, what company? And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, this is who I am, how may I help you? So, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, like, sometimes I'll, like, just blurt out my first part of my name, the name really quick, just
right.
because it, like, and then say, and then emphasize plumber, plumbing company, whatever.
Right.
Just because that, from what I've experienced and seen and everything else, it seems like when I do that, it kind of, I know it seems like a weird thing to do, but it just seems to catch their attention.
Yeah.
Which works for me because then, like, I get them to, like, I don't know, I get their attention. It's, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too. So, like, you could always change those things. We can always help you change that when you do want to. If you do decide to change that name down to, like, Raptor Services, that's fine. You can have that kind of, like, under your umbrella. That's okay. We do that a lot of times with our clients. They like to rebrand, and we make sure that we facilitate that. It's just making sure that you're doing that correctly through Google. So that's why having us, we would be able to take those steps so that way all your services or all your reviews on that Google page, that doesn't, like, raise a red flag with Google and saying, like, hey, someone's trying to hack it and change their name. It's like the proper steps are done necessary to make sure that that gets done at a reasonable manner for you. So that's an option if you want to go down that way. We can help you with that. Okay.
Yeah, no, okay.
Okay. Now, what I was saying about the Facebook retargeting campaigns, we run that for people that are searching for your services on Google. We retarget them in Facebook. So now we can target specific cities and zip codes. We can put you in higher end neighborhoods. And now it's just a click to call directly for you there too. You're still not paying per lead, per job, per call. It's all just set at that flat monthly rate for you for,
you guys are helping me just actually build the actual thing so I can actually get actual freaking calls. Kind of like what I was kind of working on there for a sec or kind of half ass on. So I just got my name out there physically. I just knew a couple landlords and this and that and was like, hey,
right.
You know what? I'll do this bare minimum. Just throw me a bone. Get my name out there. And I had some kind of physical cards that I just kind of threw out there.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's what we're doing. Also, too, I see that you don't have a website yet. We can help you build a website.
Yeah.
We're a one-stop shop. So, I mean, all the work that you have, we would help you build that website so that can be displayed on that first page placements of Google as well. That's included in your monthly, I guess you could say, cost. It doesn't cost you anything extra, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me go into pricing for you so then that way you know how all this works. For you, because you have the new in business credit here with us, you're about a year in, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what we do is we do, it's called a new in business credit for people that are 4 years and under. So it's just a reduced rate. So that way, like I said, we can make these things more affordable for small business owners like yourself. Typically, something like this on our website costs around $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. What I can do with the new in business credit is I can bring that price reduction all the way down to just $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. That covers the programming and the website. So the first month would be $348, and then it would just be $249 month to month after that, no contract. You would always be grandfathered in at the $249 price. You will never have to pay the higher premium of the $599 if inflation goes up, which I hope it doesn't. Fingers crossed. you understand what I'm saying. You're always
case, if that's the case, I'll just always charge my customers more, so whatever.
Yeah, there you go. you're always locked in at that $249 rate for as long as you have the service with us. Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, Jesse, Google only allows us to work with one company per industry per area. So that's why I was reaching back out to you. We do cover all 50 states. You can imagine everything in between. So this was kind of placed on the back burner. They wanted me to kind of reach out to you and see what you thought about this.
Pricing, how much are we looking at again?
$348 at a flat rate today. and then $249 month to month after that, no contracts.
What all information do you need from me? Do you guys need my LLC and all that shit? Insurance?
So not as of now. What I do is I book an onboarding call with you. They will want that. As long as you have that, that's fine. I'll say that you're licensed and insured, which I'm assuming you already are. And what I do here is I just get the information that they pin verify you through Google. And I send everything over to you in writing along with your paid invoice. After that's done and you have everything, I book an onboarding call with you and my tech team. I can book it for tomorrow because I know, like you said, you're busy today. They're going to reach out. They're going to verify everything is correct. And then they're going to start working on getting you PIN verified with Google. Once you're PIN verified, they are going to start programming you. They're also going to ask you about the website, if you can send in pictures, before and afters, and then all the services so they can tailor fit that website for you, as well as that Facebook campaign as well. So here today, the only thing I need is an address of where you're currently located at, first, last name, email, a source of payment. And then I'm sending everything over to you so that way you have everything. And then I'm booking that onboarding call. If everything is correct, we just move to the next. If it's not, I make those corrections here so that way you can always have that text right off.
I will tell you this. Sure. My insurance company, the one that I did have, where it was kind of pissing me off, so I canceled things with them.
Okay.
And I'm looking to switch, so I don't have insurance currently.
Okay, that's fine.
That's the problem.
That's fine. So Google just wants to know that you're not a fly-by-night company, right? So as long as a fly-by-night company is somebody that's just under the radar, that doesn't have insurance, that doesn't have a license, that just kind of...
Yeah, what I'm saying is that right now I don't have insurance.
Right, but what I'm saying is you're actively looking for one, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So they understand that newer businesses, they don't have a lot of capital, they have a lot on their plate, they are willing to work with you there. As long as you're looking for the insurance and you have that, that's fine with them. They understand that we can start building this out for you so that way when you get the insurance and you're on that first page placements of Google, you're fine. This isn't like it's a flip of a switch, like I said. To build out the Google business profile and get you on that first page takes 30 to 45 days. To build out the website and the Facebook, it takes 7 to 14 days. So while we're working on that, you're working on the insurance, we're all meeting together at the end of the day to make sure that
everything's going. I know this doesn't help you guys any. Ah, damn it. Hold on, give me a sec.
Okay, no worries. Okay. Yes. Home Advisor by Angie's. Travels 30 to 50 miles, travel fee on top of the estimates and diagnostics. Perfect. Dust Till Dawn services or Dust Till Dawn plumbing, mass remodeling and lawn care, future products, LSA leads, mentioned Angie's, and other local businesses. Okay. Also has Yelp as well. Newton Derby, McPherson, Great Bend might be a stretch, Hitchinson, Imperia, might be a good deal. But if we go to the map section here for Wichita, Kansas, and we type in plumbing, or I guess you could put plumbers. Yeah, plumbers in Wichita, Kansas. You got Rotor Plumbing, Browser Plumbing Company, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing of Wichita, H&M, David Lee's, Where Lies, Brown's Plumbing Solution, JM, Westside Plumbing. I mean, are you doing water tanks, stuff like that as of now? Pretty sure. Ready Industries, Ready Router Plumbing. Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. All right. Advisor by Angie's List. Yes. And then we can go here with Home Advisor. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, typically if I'm on hold for too long. It'll end up just losing connection. Free travel save, like I said. Okay, what was, like... callback was scheduled. 7-day hold was scheduled. Okay. Hello, Jesse.
Hello.
Yep, I'm still here.
Hey, sorry about that. Okay, yeah. So, all right. To recap with you, yeah. No, the issue is that I don't currently. I mean, like I said, I do plan on getting it, but I mean, if that's something that could potentially hold me up, I'd rather wait till I get my insurance to do anything with anyone. As far as everything goes, I mean, it's not even necessarily a matter of money. It's more of just like I didn't need it for a second, but.
Right.
I wasn't as busy as I am now. So now I'm like, oh shit, now I need to, because I've already done 3 repipe jobs the past month and a half.
Right.
On like full houses, or there was one of them was kind of more partial.
Okay.
But, point is, I just, I don't know, like, so, Angie's Leads was all right. I know you're
okay.
Not Angie's Leads. I understand
right.
Something else.
It's Google, yeah.
So you, what all information will they ask of me? They need my LLC. They need my insurance. What else will you guys need me to send you?
Just pictures of me. Like, if you don't have your insurance, they're just going to say, okay, well, there's other ways around it. So just, you know, send us some pictures of your work truck, you know, with the license plate. Send us some pictures of your tools.
Right now, I'm just using my own personal vehicle.
Perfect. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. So, like, Google understands that you're a small business owner. Like, they know that you're not going to be, like, some massive corporation, right? But that's why we're going to help you get PIN verified. And that's why it's going to be a lot easier that way, because now we can talk to Google, where Google doesn't have, like, a 1-800 call Google number. Also, too, we're kind of taking this off of your plate so we can build it for you while you're continuously doing the work that you're doing,
okay.
Right?
So, yeah, because so I've sent them shit, and they kind of, like, argue this or that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here's the thing. When are you guys going to charge my card? That's the other thing I need to know.
It would be – the payment would come out today, because we get started right away on your account. We start getting everything worked on, because my tech team, when they do call you, they're not coming to the table with – hey, Jesse, let's redo the conversation that Charlie said. Do you have this, that, or the other? They're coming ready to rock and roll. They're just verifying, and then they're showing you, like, all the popular search phrases in your area that you're doing, and then they're just gathering that information so they can start building the website out as well.
Okay. All right. So the second I start playing with you guys, pretty much I have your guys' attention kind of shit.
100%.
I didn't care if you were doing every other fucking plumber here. My biggest thing is if you guys can get me on Google Maps where I search up my name or people search up a fucking plumber and there I pop up, then peachy. And if anything, if actually, even after I pay you guys, if we could wait to start things for like a week, week and a half, I know that sounds a little weird, because once I get my name on Google Maps, especially, whatever name I have, I want to stick with.
Okay.
So I was going to, like, try to find a moment to just sit down and take a shit without any calls and just take a sec to, like, really think, what do I want?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can do that if you want. I mean, we can secure the listing here. Like I said, we would only be working with you because Google allows us only one company per industry per area. We can secure the listing here, and then I'll let my tech team know that we could actually call you next week if that's what you would want.
Okay. Is it going to be someone that speaks, like, clear English like you, or is it going to be, like, some hobby-dobby dude? Like, I'm not trying to fucking be fucked up here.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, like, be real with you here.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're a worldwide company. We do have our agents that do, we do have, yeah, I mean, we're based out of California, but we do have people with accents. But, I mean, they know what they're doing. Like I said, they're backed by Google.
As long as they give a fuck about me and shit, that's cool.
Yeah.
I kind of lost my shit on one person that on Angie Lee just tried to punk me because I already paid, so he kind of shrugged me off and hung up and didn't realize, I don't know, thankfully though, the person that hired me on with Angie's Leads actually gave a fuck, and I kind of told her, like, hey, this motherfucker just, like, really pissed me off, and actually, I'm, like, if I don't fucking get some answers today, I want my money back now, and that straightened some shit out, but,
Well, you'll always have access to me as well. I actually give you my direct phone number, so if you do need to get a hold of me at any point or want to talk to me or you just want to be like, hey, can you kind of put this in for me, I want to change this up, you can absolutely do so. I always keep an open door policy. So I'm not
the other thing is the card that I have doesn't have all the funds on it, and I don't want to give my personal bank information. I don't have a business bank account yet. I am trying to get that going. Don't know if that's an issue.
It's not an issue. We would still give you, if you wanted to do like a personal card just to secure the listing and then change it over to a business card afterwards, that's fine.
Well, no, it's fine. What I'm asking is if you can give me like 5 hours to drop the money and card and call me back.
Like, yeah, that's not a problem. So right now it's 9:40. I'm sitting here. How about
2 o'clock?
Okay, how about I give you a call at 2:30? Does that work for you?
Okay, yeah, it should. It should. Because I'm going to try to get this job. So I try to, instead of the money that I fucking have access to, because I learned this, you know, pretty much I'm going to make, like, give or take $1,000 today. And if whatever other help, you know, I mean, yeah, I was just on the phone with you, whatever other calls that I have. So pretty much, that's the money I try to use to sign up with guys like you. You will probably be the last thing I get into because I'm not going to lie to you. So I don't just have Angie's Leads. I have eLocal.
Okay.
But it sounds like you guys can help me manage the shit that I don't want to fucking deal with.
Right.
So if you can do that, then I'm down. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But call me back at 2:30 so we can finalize everything. And
sure.
We'll go from there.
Okay, yeah, I got you on my calendar here, and then at 2:30 I'll give you a call, and then we'll get ready to rock and roll with you then, Jesse, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Talk to you in a couple hours.
I'm going to set an alarm clock. What's your name again?
My name's Charlie.
Charlie. Okay, is this the number you're going to be calling me from, or is it going to be...
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, I'm going to save it. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Just because, yeah, I get busy and then I forget, so.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be sitting by my phone at 2:30 waiting for you. All right.
Okay. Sounds good, Jesse.
Right.
I'll talk to you then.
All right. All right. All right, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.